Do a roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis. Commissioner Tyson Garten. Commissioner Jeannie Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present. Okay, first we will, you'll all have to bear with me. I've only been on the commission for about 3 weeks, so you've got the newest guy trying to run a meeting. So I'll move that. Okay, I'll move.
We would request that you move to approve the consent agenda as published and request a second, followed by a roll call.
Okay, I move that we approve the consent agenda as published.
I'll second that.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Yes, there's a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Move to number three. Okay, the consent agenda has been approved. So we will move to item number three.
3A. Mm-hmm.
3A, the 2022 Capital Improvement Plan and Impact Fee Ordinance Amendment. Chris Engels, City Clerk.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm Chris Engels. I'm the CUNA City Clerk. Tonight before you is the 2022 Capital Improvement Plan and Impact Fee Ordinance Amendment. The purpose of this is to amend the CUNA Comp Plan by replacing Appendix F, the Capital Improvement Plan, to the Planning and Zoning Commission for recommendation to forward to Council and consideration to amend Chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Title 12 of the CUNA City Code to City Council. We request consideration for the Commission's approval tonight in order to keep to the timeline of publications. We have published in all accordance. It's been through the Impact Fee Committee with recommendation as well. And I would stand for any questions.
Are there any questions for the City at this time?
No questions. And Robbie Reno from the CUNA School District signed up to testify.
All right. Well, if Dana could please run through that list. Thank you.
Okay.
Robbie Reno, 711, or Robbie Reno, CUNA School District, 711 East Porter Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. As a CUNA school district, we support you raising your impact fees to support the growth and development of the city. We know costs of arising and to do business as a city has done, as it does for our school district. We just hope that you continue to support us as we come to you with our recommendations on partnerships and developments, because, you know, we're a community, and as an agency part of that, we need to work together and doing that. We understand the parks need more space. A lot of city and parks is dependent on our land use. The police and fire, they need to grow because our city is growing, and the response time for us and the citizens of the city. But we just want to support you guys in this as a junction, as a growing part of the city. Just to give you an example, costs, because we know the fire department needs a new second building. We know the police, they need to get their own facility. Costs have increased so much to add on to build a new school. The construction costs are now $420 a square foot. When we built Swamp Falls just 3.5 years ago, it was $280 a square foot construction cost. So we understand that these impact fees need to rise so that you guys can do your business and create a good city and a great place for people to live. I stand for questions, and thank you.
Are there any questions for our school district at this time?
No questions.
Thank you.
The city has no rebuttal.
And there was no one additional signed up to testify.
Okay. Then with that, we'll open up the public testimony at 6:20 and then close that at 6:21, which then brings up our discussion. Any thoughts or concerns on the proposal?
I don't have any concerns about the proposal.
I don't either.
Then, if there's no comment or questions, I'd stand for a motion.
I move that we approve the 2022 Capital Improvement Plan and Impact Fee Ordinance Amendment as presented.
Okay. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Okay. And if I could get to go ahead and read what the next item on the agenda is.
Yes, Andrea Nielsen, acting as CUNA City Attorney for the night, I would recommend if there were a motion to amend the agenda, I believe that there would be good cause to skip to one of the business items that would be less visual and it might be more appropriate until we have a quorum in present to be able to view the visual presentations for the public hearings. It would be my recommendation if there were a motion.
Is there a motion from the commission?
I move that we move to number 4A in business items, case number 21-34-DR, design review for Change Life Church.
Okay. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Aye. And let's please read the next item on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. Case number 21-34-DR, design review for Change Life Church. Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners, for the record. Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. Rick, I'm going to butcher this, Bugatch and RBA Architects, on behalf of Big D Builders, request design review approval for an approximately 24,754 square foot pre-engineered metal building to be used as the primary sanctuary for Change Life Church, as well as the associated parking lot and landscaping. The further development of the site is the second portion of their previously approved special use permit and design review approved February 2007. The approximately 6.23-acre subject site is located at 500 East Deer Flat Road with an R2 low-density residential zone. Currently, there are 23 existing standard parking stalls, 3 ADA stalls, and a gravel overflow lot for the original sanctuary. The new proposed parking lot provides an additional 117 standard stalls and 5 ADA accessible stalls. Staff finds the amount generally complies with CUNA City Code 593. The proposed landscaping for the site includes sod, black and tan topsoil, and a variety of deciduous and coniferous trees, as well as shrubs, grasses, and perennials. Staff finds the proposed landscaping to be in compliance with CUNA City Code. Based upon review of the structure, its materials, parking lot, landscaping, and lighting, staff finds the project generally complies with CUNA City Code Title V and would recommend approval of the project. With that, I will stand for any questions you may have.
Okay. Are there any questions for staff at this time?
Okay. No.
Then,
no question.
Hearing none, then is the applicant present?
Yes.
Okay. Then if we can have the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record and tell us about your project.
We can't.
Do you want my home address or the business address?
Business address is fine.
Okay. Stan Johnson, 500 East Deer Flat Road, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. Because I preach for a living, I typed out what I needed to say so that it would not vary. Can I get an amen? Okay. Should add some humor. My name is Stan Johnson, and I pastor Change Life Church in CUNA, Idaho. And my wife and I have lived in CUNA for 25 years and pastored this church for just about 25 years as well. We love our community, and we do the best we can to add value to it. The church has been in existence in CUNA since 1950. We relocated from Avalon to Deer Flat property in 2006 with a Phase 2 building project in mind. The first was a gymnasium in the zone, which is an after-school program, and then to build the church building. The zone, again, is a free after-school program we've run for about 18 years or so. The original plan was to use the gym for church services on Sundays and the zone during the week and build a sanctuary 3 to 4 years later. We're a little behind on that. There was a need for softball fields in our community, so we built two of them. We host the Co-Ed Church League, the City of CUNA Co-Ed League, the CUNA Men's City League, as well as CUNA youth teams practice our fields on our fields when it's available. We also host AA twice a week and a few other events. We began plans over a year ago for our Phase 2 building, not realizing there was a sewer connection issue. The underground utilities were already stubbed out to the new building location. ACHD impact fees were based on the entire two-phase project, plus Falcon Ridge High School, which met in our facility for 2 years. The fees were based on 487 vehicles per day. I have no idea where they got that number because it's not even close. The steel building for Phase 2 was purchased and delivered based on our knowledge at the time that everything was good to go, not knowing there was a sewer capacity problem. And so we'd like to say thank you for solving this problem, we're moving toward it. We appreciate that very much. When do we use our building? Regular building usage, we hold two services. Am I talking too fast? We hold two church services Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 11 a.m., attended pretty evenly, and a family night service on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8:30. Offices are open Monday through Thursday with minimal staff and vehicles on site. Current building use after Phase 2, people have asked me, what are you going to do with the second building once we move to the new one? There are no current plans to use the current building on Sunday mornings for large gatherings of people. Church services are simply moving from the current building to the new building. We do plan to reopen the zone for students once Phase 2 is complete. Because of the water usage of the sewer capacity, we did do some research on that, so just for information only. I'll read what we found. We recently requested data from the city of CUNA on a monthly water usage. Over the last 4 years, we have averaged 4,122 gallons per month as a church, even with doubling the attendance in the past 2 years. The actual average house in CUNA is more than that, according to my unofficial Facebook survey. My degree is not in that. It is in theology, so take it for what it is. The average house in CUNA uses more than 4,000 gallons per month. So we use less than the average house in CUNA. From my understanding, CUNA High School and Reed Elementary are on the same sewer line as the church, and because there is no school on Sundays, I don't believe we will overwhelm the system with our minimal use. Our plan is to be and continue to be a bright spot in our city, to be known as a generous church who's known for giving and not taking, to use a facility to host events like marriage conferences, city events that need a facility like this, and a place where people can build community, especially newer families that move here. And I'm done. Are there any questions?
Questions for the applicant at this time?
Yes, I have some questions.
Okay.
I couldn't find anywhere you actually had a capacity for the sanctuary.
Should be $499.
Occupant load.
Occupant load. I believe it was $499, $500.
And you're going to be using chairs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess I'll go into some comments. How's that?
Absolutely.
So I like the building. I like the look of the building. I just have issues with the east, west, and north sides of the building. You've got, basically, we've got very large gray metal on those three sides.
Okay.
So one thing I'd like to know, would you be willing to add some color, add some relief on those three sides of the building?
I believe our architect could probably speak to that better than me. If it was up to me, it would have stayed just a plain big square building.
Rick Bogach, RBA Architects, 508 South Pine Street, Nampa, Idaho. Yes, we will certainly work with city staff and the commission to come up with a color scheme and some variation on those facades that make you happy.
Well, good. I know on the existing church there's a masonry wainscoting on it.
Correct. And as you've seen sort of on the primary facade of this building as it wraps the corners, we have that. We can do some material changes and color and texture variation that will mimic that around the remainder of the building. So.
Yeah, I think if we wrapped a wainscot around the three sides, and then on the north side, maybe if we came up with some vertical elements to break it up.
I think we can do that.
Yeah. Other than that, I do like the way the building looks. I think the landscaping works for it. Might be a little concerned if you have 500 people in there trying to use the one driveway. But, you know, that's a logistics item for you guys.
And that's a limit from ACHD as well at this point in time. That access is limited on the frontage.
Okay. Are you... doing any rain gutters on the backside of this?
Yes.
I think that's all the questions I have.
Thank you.
Any other questions at this time for the applicant?
No questions here.
I think that I agree with Jim on his questions, and I think the applicant for being able to revisit that. Any other thoughts or questions or concerns from?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning. Staff would recommend that you add the additional condition to the motion to provide changes to the facade of the building to work with planning and zoning staff to do so.
Okay. Thank you. Then I guess... At this point, hearing nothing else, I'd stand for a motion.
Okay, I move that we approve case number 21-34-DR design review for Change Life Church with the conditions included in the staff report. Additionally, the applicant will add wainscoting on the north, east, and west sides of the building and vertical relief on the north side of the building. For review by staff.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And Jim, if you could read the next item on the agenda.
Case number 22-20-DR, design review for Treasure Valley Social Club.
Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. Shea Homes requests design review approval for the Trilogy Valor Social Club within the Falcon Crest community. The project will be phased, with phase number one consisting of a 452-square-foot welcome center, 7,573-square-foot fitness club with resort-style pool, lap pool, and spa, 6,647-square-foot K&M co-op building with cafe, 6 pickleball courts, bocce ball court, associated parking lot, fencing, and landscaping. The subject site is located between South Courage Lane and Tercel Lane, just east of South Cloverdale Road. The proposed parking lot provides 116 standard stalls and 4 ADA accessible stalls in compliance with CUNA City Code. Proposed plantings for the subject site consist of ornamental, shade, and conifer trees, ornamental and evergreen shrubs, various ground covers, perennials, grasses, and vines. The remaining area, which will become phase number two of the project, will be installed with sod to provide a large open green area. Per Exhibit 2.16, Public Works has already reviewed and stamped the civil drawings and can support this application. Based upon staff review of the proposed structure, parking lot, landscaping, and lighting, staff finds the project generally complies with CUNA City Code Title V and would recommend approval of the project. With that, I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, are there any questions for staff at this time? Okay, and hearing none, we'll have the applicant please come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. I want to see if I can put my PowerPoint up. It'll be sent in.
When did you send it in? Sorry.
Last Wednesday.
Okay, let's see if it's in the packet.
So Jess had it and I confirmed.
All right.
Or I can just walk around with my...
It is in the packet. I can pull it up for you. Okay. Yeah. I can get this mouse to work.
So you can see it. It's beautiful.
There we go. And just let me know whenever you need me to go to the next page.
So I guess if we're over here, we can't go move the slides anymore. But...
We have it on.
That's fine. Oh, you can do it over there.
They have it on their computers up there.
I'll just have a signal. Good evening. My name is Wendy Sharif. I'm a planner with JUB Engineers. Our office is here in Meridian at 2760 Excursion Way, Meridian, Idaho. We have a part of the team from Shea here this evening. I wanted to introduce them. We have Dan Southworth, who's a project manager with Shea. He came up from Arizona. He's worked on several similar clubhouses for some of the other major Shea projects. And we have Brian Oswood, who's a project manager who is relocated here to CUNA to help manage the development of the community. I hope you guys want to come up and say hi. So I've got Dan Southworth here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here. I guess this is our first foray into Idaho in home building.
Could you say your name and address for the record?
Sorry. Dan Southworth, 8800 North Ganey Center Road, 37 Suite 370, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251. Well, I'll start over. We're excited to be here. We're part of the Falcon Crest project. We're on the active adult side, so we have 1,200 lots within the Valor project. It's our active adult communities, of which we have about 22 around the country. And usually when we come in, first thing we do is we build our amenities, because we're selling a lifestyle. So that's what you'll see when you look at the amenity of the club. Sorry. Our company's been around since 1881. Started as a plumbing company in Oregon and We started the home building business in 1968, and then we started active adults division in 1998. So we've been doing it for 24 years. That's kind of it for our company. Been around, and we're going to be around for a while. So, and we're family owned. We're the fourth generation of family managing it. So I thought Brian would come up because he's our local rep.
Good evening. My name is Brian Oswood, 2129 North Citrine Avenue, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. As they said, I am new to the area. I'm glad I remembered my address since I just moved in here last Friday. So I think I'm doing pretty well so far. And so, but yeah, Shea Homes, they brought me in here. Just as they are, they're going to be here for the long run. So is myself. The Shea team and myself, we will be particular looking over for my responsibilities will be the clubhouse, the amenities, and also I'm associated with the nine phases and the infrastructure, roads, water, sewer. And so that'll be my portion for overseeing that. Throughout these nine phases, 1,000 lots, we probably anticipate being here before we move on, somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 years. So just like Wendy and Dan said, Shay, yes, we're new to the area, but we're also here for the long run. And I'd like to thank you for your time and your review. And I will turn it over to Wendy here now. It was nice to meet everyone. Thank you.
All right, and I'm going to run through some of our design review package. We have several buildings that we're here reviewing this evening. Just kind of give you some context on where this is located. You can see we're on the east side of Cloverdale Road, north of CUNA Road. And this is in the middle of what's previously been entitled and approved as Falcon Crest. And I'll run through, if I'm going to go next, I'll start running through some of the phasing. Overall, this is a part of a 1,025-acre master plan community. We'll go on to the next slide. In here, unfortunately, it's a little bit small from this. You can kind of see the Valor Master Plan. Some of the areas to the north, you can see Robin Hood. The purple area in the middle, this is the proposed clubhouse area that we're here to look at this evening. And for the most part, the areas to the south, there are nine phases. Just kind of explain how it worked. M3 is the developer of the subdivision. Shea is the home builder, and they are building the clubhouse, which is the centerpiece of their project. So let's kind of go to the next slide. And this is what it will look like driving in to the facility. And again, this is driving into that area on the purple area on that overall plan. This is driving in. There is a welcome center, there is a fitness center, and there is kind of a wellness center. It's called the KM building, I think, in your design packets on the architectural drawings. So those are the buildings, and along with associated swimming pools and sports courts that are here with design review this evening. So go on to the next slide. This gives a breakout. Again, you can see where the clubhouse is located. It's that purple area to the north. And this shows the nine phases of Trilogy Valor. So this is its own portion of the Falcon Crest project. This is a 1,000-plus homes. These are all, it's an active adult community. It will be all 55-plus. So when you see that type of community, generally, you're seeing a lot of people with relocations. this is actually the kind of place I would love to have my mother in. She's in, when my parents retired in North Meridian, they wanted a single-story home. They could age in place. And what they ended up finding was a 2,400-square-foot house that was single-story, and now my mother is recently widowed with a very large home and yard to take care of. And this is the ideal kind of place for... active senior or someone who wants a smaller property maintained but still wants a lot of amenities and an active social setting. So that's some of the idea behind Trilogy Valor. But again, it is the first nine phases that are being platted in Falcon Crest are all Trilogy Valor. And this kind of talks about the lot breakdown. These are all single-family homes. There is a portion that is single-family attached, but they are all single-family, all owner-occupied. There are no rentals as a part of this project, no multifamily. This is the preliminary layout for the project when they just were starting with their concept plan, showing the entrance, the parking area, some of the building locations. We'll go ahead and move on, start showing you the buildings. This is kind of a breakdown of some of what's included in the club building. 10,000 square feet of amenities. There's a culinary studio, a fitness center, resort and lap pools, sport courts. Go ahead and move on to the next building. We do have some phasing associated with the club. I would say 80% of it is being constructed with phase one. We have an area which will be put into turf, and that is the future phase two, which will be an outdoor pavilion and barbecue area. Kind of for construction reasons, we're not seeking approval for that this evening, and it's not a part of this design review. So here is the color elevation showing the social building, which is also called the K&M building, if you have the architectural drawings. So this is sort of a plan review. Here's another view of the social building. And I'm sure Mr. Main will have comments on these later. And these are some of our building materials. We're not used to having an architect here on the Planning Commission. It's nice. This is a separate building. This is the fitness building. So you can kind of see what those concept plans are. It's sort of a modern farmhouse style. It's like how I've heard it described. Really nice upper-end building materials. And I think really probably one of the nicer community buildings that we've seen here in the Treasure Valley. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'll just scoot through these. Here's some building materials for Mr. Main. And then here, this is our welcome center, not a guardhouse. For people when they're entering that phase of the project, we have a welcome center. And here's another view of it, building materials. And then here again, maybe we could stop here. It kind of shows you an overview of what this area is going to look like. our architects have gone through, made sure that they meet all of the City of CUNA design review standards, and I think by far have exceeded them. I think it's really going to be a great addition to this project. For Shea, having a community center, wellness center, fitness center, this is really the core of their project. This is an active adult community, which is very recreation-oriented, socially-oriented, and this is really the core of the project. They're anticipating applying for their building permit right away, and this is being built along with the first phases of homes in the project. It's not something that's going to be happening later on or that they'll be bonding for. This will be constructed right now. It's an integral part of the project. So we're here with design review this evening. When we did our combined preliminary and final plat for the subdivision, this is its own four-lot subdivision in Falcon Crest. We should have done design review probably 9 months ago. It's sort of an oversight, so we're here this evening for design review. I want to see if anyone has any questions or anything they want for us to look at.
Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
And we have at the end of the slideshow, there's a couple slides showing pickleball and some of the sports courts and pools. That is, technically, I think it's all a part of the design review. So if you want to look at those, too, you can scroll through those. But we're here for any questions.
Yes.
And were all the items you're referring to included in the packet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Is the pool part of this project?
The pool is a part of this project.
So there's a pool in the middle of the lake.
Not exactly. There's a lot of design associated with that. Adjacent. Yeah, that shows, kind of gives a better view of how that part works. Yes. So there's a lot of design and blasting associated with this part of the project. But it is. It's going to be beautiful. And this is, you know, it's a man-made area, this pond.
So I'll probably disappoint you, Wendy, but actually I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's nice. So, it's beautiful.
But the one thing, when I'm looking at the elevations, they seem kind of dark. But when we go to the models, the colors are different in the models. And I like the colors in the models better than I like the elevations.
Okay. Which one do you think is
more? The models are probably much more accurate.
For the color.
We go to great lengths to make sure that it looks like our pictures because we've designed these things through committee, and it's so hard to get it built without the committee approving everything. So that's why our drawings are, the material boards match.
Yeah, and then the one other thing that I'm not sure about, some of these people that you have in here don't look like active adults. They look like active teenagers.
You'd be surprised at our clients. You get in that water and they...
Chairman Fishers, I know. When I showed my mother the slideshow, she was like, I don't know about this woman in the bikini here at the pool with this gentleman.
We've had
that. Maybe it's aspirational. Some of that, I think, yeah. Enjoying retirement.
All right. Are there any other questions for the applicant at this time?
No, I think Jim covered it.
All right. Well, then, hearing none, thank you very much. And then that would bring up our discussion on the clubhouse and the associated amenities. I think I agree with Jim looking at the renderings, associated surroundings. Initially, I was wondering about some roof breakups, but given the surroundings and everything else, I don't have any issues with what I see as presented. I don't know any other thoughts.
I'm in agreement with that.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts or concerns, questions, comments? Okay. Then I guess hearing none, I guess I'd stand for a motion.
I move that we approve case number 22-20-DR, design review for Treasure Valley Social Club, as presented by the applicant, with the understanding that the color palette will match the models closer than it does the actual elevations.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. All right. Thank you very much. So, if I am looking at the agenda correctly, is there anything else on the agenda at this time?
Andrea Nielsen, again, I would recommend at this time consideration of a 5-minute recess so that we can get some more information about how long it would be to have a quorum in person before we proceed with the public hearing for 3A.
Okay, let's take
3B.
2 minutes to look at that.
Okay.
Was there a
motion? I guess we'll have to take an official motion.
Yes.
So, is there a motion for a two-minute recess?
Five-minute recess.
I move that we take a five-minute recess while we try to obtain a quorum in the meeting.
I second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carries. We'll be in recess for five.